Welcome back. You're with Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Let's talk about pot. No, we're not making an offer. That's the title of a new initiative from the New Zealand Drug Foundation to address what it sees as an absence of discussion about policy and practice around marijuana. The new issue of the Foundation's magazine, Matters of Substance, is given over to essays about the pot by authors from Normal's Chris Fowley to political commentator Matthew Hooton. I caught up with Foundation Director Ross Bell to talk about the new project. Ross, you've called your initiative Let's Talk About Pot, which would seem to imply we're not talking about it enough. Is that the case?
We're not talking about it at all. The only time that it gets covered in the press is when the media either pick up a local story, as we've had recently with kids growing, you know, supposedly growing pot in the school and selling it, or international stories that, you know, tell us if we smoke pot, our heads will fall off. And politicians haven't touched pot. They've spent a lot of time on party pills, and that's been a frustration in itself. But since the coalition deal between the government and the United Future Party, which agreed that we won't touch the legal status of pot, it's meant that politicians haven't talked about anything around cannabis, be it the legal status or some other things. So I think there's been a shift in this country. I think a number of years ago, when there were a couple of select committee inquiries into cannabis, around cannabis and mental health, and then the legal status of cannabis, I think that the country was beginning to have some informed discussion and debate about cannabis, and we were beginning to talk about some of the best ways of dealing with cannabis harm, because, you know, cannabis isn't entirely safe. But since this coalition deal, Parliament has been silent on it, and it's time that they started looking at the issues. It's time that the media started, I think, reporting more honestly and without so much hysteria around cannabis. And we need to start getting some honest conversations going on about this drug.
Do you despair of the way it's reported in the press?
Oh, look, I despair all the time about how drugs generally are, but specifically around cannabis, I think it is a real problem. While pot isn't entirely safe, it's not the most, you know, dangerous drug in the world, but if you believe the things in the press, you know, some of their stuff is quite dangerous, especially when they're reporting research. And there was a case recently where some New Zealand research showed a possible link between smoking cannabis and lung cancer. And that was an interesting thing, because a major Californian study actually found no link between cannabis and lung cancer, but yet this New Zealand study found a bit of a link, and they used the figure of 40%, and the headlines on the paper and on the telly was that if you smoke pot, your chances of getting lung cancer increased by 40%. Well, when you start drilling down into this kind of research, you find that it's a 40% increase, but it's on a very small number to start with, and so it's quite insignificant, and most health people wouldn't start worrying until the numbers were around 300%. But that kind of detail doesn't get reported by the press, and I don't think researchers do themselves any favours by putting out research or research summaries without sitting down with journalists and talking them through the detail.
No, we've had an interesting situation in Britain this year, where there's been a lot of stories in the press over there about an apparent tidal wave of marijuana casualties since 2004, where penalties were eased and they changed the way they treated marijuana. Then this week out comes the first real numbers, the Home Office Crime Survey, which shows that marijuana use, especially amongst young people, has actually fallen sharply since they changed the law.
Oh, this is the problem. The bad news stories get reported, and these kind of what I would say is a good news story often don't. And the other thing happening in the UK at the moment is this fear around skunk, which is hydroponic cannabis, which appears to have a little bit more THC than cannabis grown outside. And the fear is that everyone's smoking skunk and going crazy. In our conversation, we're wanting to start busting, I guess, some of those myths. But yeah, the experience in the UK when they shifted the classification from a Class B to a C showed that there was a reduced use of cannabis amongst young people. Now, that may have been, and there was definitely a reduced criminality around cannabis as well, because people weren't busting, police weren't busting people. And in terms of the full range of cannabis harms, one of the social harms of cannabis, of course, is the conviction you'll get if you're busted either using it or dealing in it. So the UK thing's really interesting, and I think we should look at their experience. And we should look also at Australia, where a couple of states are treating cannabis penalties slightly different than what we are. So the purpose of our conversation, especially getting politicians talking about it, is the legal status of cannabis stopping people from using it? Is it a barrier to people getting help? And are there better ways that we could deal with penalties around cannabis that are less harmful? So it's time for us to talk about that. We're not coming out and saying let's legalise cannabis. We're taking a neutral stance on the legal status during this conversation. I think at some point we might take a position. But the purpose of this discussion is really to get people talking sensibly about cannabis and looking at some of the hysteria and looking at some of the truth around this drug. 14% of New Zealanders use it regularly. About half of us have tried it before. So, you know, it's our most popular illegal drug, and it's deserving of more attention than what we've given it.
And yet, one of the essays you've commissioned for your magazine by Matthew Hooton does not give great cause for optimism for any political movement on this. He basically makes the point that there's no political mileage in this for anyone.
And I think that that's a key part of this conversation. People like myself bang on about, you know, all drug policy should be based on the evidence. But I think we shouldn't be naive around the politics of drug policy, and Matthew's essay gives us a very stark picture around the politics of drug policy. But we also need to accept that there needs to be a social or a societal compromise around this. We're not going to get perfectly evidence-based drug policy. We can try as much as possible, but we do need to accept that community may or may not accept changes around the legal status, or they may. People will certainly have strong views around cannabis. The UMR research that was commissioned, it was a simple question about whether people want laws to be tougher or liberal. 34% of those surveyed wanted the law to be tougher. Only 19% wanted the law to be more liberal, and about half want no change in the law.
Now, you're not just talking to the politicians with what you're doing with this project, are you? People can actually go to your website and read the essays and comment themselves?
What we're wanting to do, you know, it's clear politicians don't shift until the public are on side, and I don't think we should also keep policy discussions in Wellington, which is often a mistake. One way that we can get people thinking more about cannabis is to have some honesty around the debate, and that's one way we can shift societal thinking. So yeah, the essays have been published now in our magazine. They're published online, and people will be able to blog their own comments or put their own comments on the website. One of the five essays at the moment is a fairly strong opinion of a former cannabis smoker for whom cannabis was a very bad drug, and they have a very negative view of cannabis. And I think that will elicit some response. I think people who are recreational users might have a different experience and might want to comment on our website about their experience. And all of this, I think, will inform the conversation.
I've been Graham Reed, and you've been on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. We want to say thank you to New Zealand On Air, and I've been told to plug the podcast.
That, of course, is at publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Russell Brown. Goodbye.